your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Bob Zimmerman. Behind the Black, Space Force has been passing around contracts. To what end, Bob?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different contracts that have been awarded, and they're all going to commercial companies to do things for the military. And I want to focus on two specific contracts in particular. One is by given to Ursa Major for hypersonic test flights using its Draper rocket engine, and a second contract to a rocket startup called Raytheon, which is building a commercial reentry capsule. It got a contract to do hypersonic testing upon reentry of that capsule. Those two startups, they haven't actually flown anything yet. But this is part of the military's increasing hypersonic research program, depending on private enterprise. Not only these two companies, but the military has gotten Rocket Lab, Varda, and Stratolaunch doing winning contracts and actually doing a whole variety of hypersonic test flights for the military. And I should point out that the hypersonic test program by the military for literally decades was slow, not accomplishing much. If it could fly a test flight once a year, it was doing well. And that was because the military at the time was building and developed everything in itself and did it badly. They switched now to asking the private sector to provide them the services. And they're getting many different companies providing many different launch capabilities. And they're getting tests flown regularly now. And so that's just indicating, once again, how private enterprise is good, John.
Are we going to do the balloon flight? Do we have time for that?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Let's do the balloon flight. Right. This was NASA is doing a test program of what they call a super pressure technology for high altitude balloons. They did a flight circling Antarctica last year. This year they have two flights planned. They did one already where it circled the globe at the high mid latitudes. This taking off from New Zealand. They did that flight over about 100 days or so. And now they've got a second flight going. This is technology that I think a lot of private balloon companies will be interested in, especially the ones that want to fly tourists, John, because it allows for longer flights, higher flights, and it's a good technology. And we've got companies that want to do tourism flights. We've got companies that do surveillance using balloons for the military. And so NASA is developing a technology that hopefully some private companies will grab onto.
An image on Behind the Black. Giant galactic magnetic filament disturbed by pulsar. All right, translation, Bob.
Okay, so this is a Chandra X-ray observatory image, a false color image using from X-rays. And what it found was there are filaments near the center of the galaxy that are produced by energized particles that are running along magnetic field lines. And we're talking about things that are light years long. They are big structures, but it's from the magnetic field of the Milky Way. And one of those filaments they discovered in this X-ray image has been disturbed by a pulsar nearby. So it's just interesting, you know, even in the vastness of space and the distances involved, objects interfere with each other, and sometimes in grand scales, and that's an example here. I got the picture on Behind the Black. It's very cool.
And, Bob, a cluster of 1,000 young stars, where?
Yeah, this is in the galaxy, in our galaxy, Milky Way. Using data from Gaia, which measured precisely the positions and movement of 2 billion stars in the Milky Way, they discovered a cluster that formed only recently, yet for some reason all the stars in it, young stars, are flying apart for unknown reason. This thing is dispersing fast. They don't know why. They don't know what could have caused it to all fly apart like this, but that's what they're doing, even though they just formed together at one time.
Perhaps they heard about the NASA budget. Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.